Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Braisa continues, Bavoin Gezel, for the sin of stealing, Hagbay Oila. There are Gbay, that means locusts come. For Rav Hava, and there is hunger, and people eat the children of their the flesh of their sons and daughters. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shimu Dvar Hashem, listen to the Dvar of Hashem. Shimu Dvar, listen to this thing. Poris Haboshen, the cows of Boshen, Asheba Hashem, which are Hashemren, Ha'ishgoy Stalim, who oppress the poor, Haroitzitzis Avyonim, who crush the needy. Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Could go hani nashi de mechuza, like these women of mechuza, the achlin that they eat, the loyabdin but don't work." So Rashi says two pshatim in these nashim de mechuzin. One pshat Rashi says is that they work, that they don't work, and since they don't work, they don't contribute anything to the house, so it's considered like they're stealing from their husbands. Another pshat Rashi says is since they have such great needs, their husbands don't have enough to supply those needs, and they have to steal. And the pasuk says, "V'kesi eschem, I have stricken you." B'shtofen, that means big winds. B'rokin, that the tefuah gets ruined. Harbos kegeseichem, I will destroy your gardens. V'chameichem, and your vineyards. V'seinechem, your fig trees, v'zeisechem, your olive trees, yoichel al-gezem, will be eaten by gozem. It's a type of a locust. V'ksiv, yes, ha-gozem, that what the gezem will leave over, ochel ha-arba, the arba will eat. V'yesel ha-arba, whatever the arba won't eat, ochel ha-yelek, the yelek will eat. V'yesek ha-yelek, and whatever the yelek won't eat, ochel ha-chosel, the chosel will eat. And it says further in the pasuk, "For Yigzal Yamin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzin, takes the right, the rav, and he's still hungry. For Yoichel al small, and they eat on the left side. For Loisavayin, they're still not satisfied. There'll be a terrible hunger. Ish b'sar zroya, everybody will eat the flesh of his arm." Says the Gemara, "Al tikri b'sar zroya, don't read it the flesh of his arm. El b'sar zaray, the flesh of his children." Continues the Braisa, "Bavoin Inuedin, for the sin of delaying judgment," which Rashi explains that the judges make their mind up on a case, but then they delay handing down the ruling. The kilkel hadin, the iva hadin, is perverting judgment. That means that the judges on purpose say the wrong decision, the wrong psak. The kilkel hadin means corrupting judgment, which Rashi explains that they don't properly understand and study the case before rendering a judgment. Or Betel Taira, Cherev, sword, Obiza Rabba, and plundering. The Dever is these locust, Betsuris, and famine, Baal comes. Obne Adam, Oichel, Venesmeim, people eat and they're not full. For Oichel, Lachma, Meshkel, they eat their food by weight. So the way Rashi in Parashas Bukhukos explains it into Teichocha, that people will have very minimal resources, so they'll combine all their resources to bake a bread, and with those resources they will have so little bread, the bread that will come out will be so little, such poor quality, that they'll just be crumbs, and they'll be so hungry that they'll measure the crumbs, that everybody should get just the crumbs. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, "Vavesi lechem cherev, I will bring on you a sword, nekambris, which will take revenge for what I did." What is the aver it's taking revenge for? Ben bris, el taira, bris refers to taira, as we say every day, shnem em loy brisi, yoyim v'lay, if not for my bris, which is yoyim v'lay, which refers to taira. The ksiv, b'shirei lechem, when I break you, mate lechem, with bread, offer esanashim, 10 women will bake, because of yan, because, or mishpatay me'aso, they and revolted against Hashem's rules. Continues the Brice, Bavon Shvu Shav, because people take oaths in vain. For Shvu Sheker, and they make false oaths. A false oath, the difference between a Shvu Shav and a Shvu Sheker is like this. A Shvu Shav is something which is meaningless. If somebody says that a man is a woman, so it's patently false, that's a Shvu Shav. A Shvu Sheker is not something which is obviously false. V'chil Hashem, for the Aver of V'chil Hashem, V'chil Shabbos, and V'chil Shabbos, Chai Ro Rabba, they are a lot of wild beasts, or Behem Akala, and cattle are killed, or B'nei Adam Esmatim, the human population decreases, V'adrochim Shtemim, and the highways become deserted. So, the Mefarshim explain why is there Chai Ro Rabba? What does it mean? Why are there so many more animals? And the Mefarshim explain that, truthfully, people should have to be more scared of animals than we are. Just the Pasuk says, Omerachem v'chitchem, you are Chai Saret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that animals are scared of us because we have the Shem Hashem, we are attached to Ruchnius. But if a person distances himself from Torah and from mitzvahs, from Ruchnius, then we have to be worried about the animals. Shenema, then be'ele lo svasrali, if you will not come towards me, and the Pasuk says, in Parashat B'chukosei, says the Gemara, al tikra be'ele, don't mean be'ele, el ba'ola. Ola means a shvua. And it says, if somebody is not careful because of shvuas, for shilach de b'chem chayis asada, I will send the animals against you. And the Mashal explains, how do we know to take the word be'ela and turn it into ba'ala? So Mashal says, because all over in the pasuk it says there, vim ad ela. And all of a sudden here it says be'ela. It must be that the pasuk is telling us don't pronounce it be'ela, rather ba'ala. Continues the pasuk. Continue to come up with Ksibish for Sheker, and it says regarding Shvua, V'loy Sishav B'Shmi L'Sheker, don't swear falsely my name. V'chilalt Hashem Al-Kecha, because by doing that, you desecrate Hashem's name. V'chel Hashem, because regarding Chil Hashem, it says, V'loy Sichal L'Shem Kodshi, don't desecrate my name. V'chel Shabbos, Ksiv, Mechale Mos Yumos, somebody who is Mechal Shabbos is Chai Misa, Yav Chilav Chilav Mishvua Sheker. We learned this all from Mishvua Sheker, that they're all connected with the word Chilav. That leads us to the conclusion that the same punishment applies in all the cases, as we explained. V'avon Shvichas Damim, for the Veira of murder, Beis HaMikdash Charev, the Beis HaMikdash to destroy, V'Shechina Mistalekes from Yisrael, and the Shechina leaves Klal Yisrael. So Maral explains, what is the connection? So he says, everybody realizes how special and unique the Beis HaMikdash is. However, the same way that the Beis HaMikdash is special and unique, so is every single Jewish person. And if somebody goes and he is mechalal, kills a person, it should know that he killed the Jews like he destroyed the most unique item in the world. You destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how we know it, because the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. Shenemar, v'lesech nifil, you should not be guilty, and the Pasuk says, v'lesetame arts, v'shatan yoshboi, should not contaminate the land that you're on, asheni shoichim seichem, which Hashem is, ha'atim etamasai, that if you do contaminate Hashem's land, ein chim yoshboi, I will not continue to live there, v'eni shoichim seichem, I will not continue to rest in it. Bavon Gilui Arayis, for the Aveira of Arayis, Avayis Kachavim, and Avayis Zara, Vashmot HaShemitim V'yoivlis, somebody doesn't observe the Shemitah, that means every 7 years there was a Shemitah where we weren't allowed to work the fields. V'yoivlis is every 50 years, have the same rule. Golos Bal Oilam. We go into Golos, Umaglin Oisai, and invaders exile the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, or Baruch Acherim V'yoshim come, and other people come and live in our place in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, Kis Kol HaTa'evus Elu, all of these abominations the people of the land did, also Anshi Oretz, V'ksiv, V'tatame Oretz, they defiled the land, V'efkar Avoneh Aleha, and the land will therefore remember it and expel them. V'ksiv, V'leisok Yoretz Eskim HaTa'meisu Meisoi, the land should not expel you when you defile it. I will cast your carcasses, I will destroy your Bate Migdash, and I will send you to the nations of the world. It says, then the land will appease for the years, call you Hashem all the years of desolation. The at time Eretz Avechem, and you will be in the land of your enemies. Iksev call you may Hashama Tishbes, all the years of desolation will rest to make up for the years that you did not keep Shmita. Continues the Gemara b'Avoyin Nivlas Peh, for the Veira of speaking not properly, saying obscene language. Tsaros Rabbis, big Tsaros Vixeris Xoshois, new decrees. Mischachis originate against Jews. Obachurei son Yisrael Mesim, and young men of Klal Yisrael, it's a euphemism when we say son Yisrael, die. Yisonim v'amonis tzayakim, yisonim orphans and widows tzayakim scream out, and then and are not answered. Shnema, alken abachurav lo yismach Hashem, because of the young people, Hashem will not be happy. Ves Yisoyma, Ves Al Menesov, Lo Yirachmi, will not have Rachmanis, will not have mercy on the orphans and widows. Ki Kol Eichonoi Femera, all of them are hypocrites and evildoers. Ve Kol Peh Doi V'Nevola, all mouths speak obscenely. Ve Chol Zoi Shav Apa, but in spite of all this, his anger has not turned away. Ve Yodei Netuya, and his stand is still outstretched over us. The Mefarshim explain why is there such a terrible punishment for Nivel Peh, because what makes a person different than everything else on God's world is that we have the power to speak. We're medabrim, and if we abuse that wonderful gift that Hashem gave us, that's why we get this punishment. My va'ayjad and Tuya, what does the pasuk mean that Hashem's hand is still outstretched? Everybody knows why a bride gets married. I'll call him a novel piff, somebody who speaks incorrectly and speaks publicly about private matters. Even if he had on him a favorable decree for 70 years, it's turned over to bad. Call him a novel piff, whoever speaks obscenely, mamikin la gehenim, they make gehenim deep for him. Shnem es socha amuka, a deep pit, pizaros if somebody speaks improperly. Namchem be yitzchak ma'afila shemei b'shoisik. Such a punishment even goes to somebody who listens and remains quiet. Shnema zom Hashem, somebody who Hashem hates, yipol shom will end up there. And the first one explain what's the punishment of mamikin la gehenim. So Ben Yoyada explains that even people in Gehenim, if they're not that deep, at times they take the neshama of a tzaddik, this is the best we could explain, this is the best we could understand this, and pass the door of Gehenim, and when these people in Gehenim see that neshama, that is like a shtikl menucha for them, it's a little respite for them. However, these people who spoke Nivel Peh in this world will not have that schus even when they're Gehenim. They won't even see those neshamas. Rav Shach explains that in this world, the worst thing is hergel. When you get used to something, it doesn't make that much of a difference. And he says that it's in the same even in Gehenim. Even when a person is Gehenim, if he gets used to it, it isn't that bad. So what the Gemara is saying, he says, is that every time the person will get used to Gehenim, mamikim loy, they'll make it a little deeper, they'll take him into a deeper Gehenim, he'll never be finished. Amrav Oishia, call him Marek Atzmel Averi, whoever takes out time from his schedule just to do Averis, Chavuris Ubitsoim Yotzimboy, he'll find welts and wounds all over his body. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Chaburis Petza, injuries and wounds, Tamrik Barah will come to one who sets himself up to do Avera. Here means Gilu Arayis. V'loyoid, El Shanidim Bedroiken, he'll have disease of Hedroiken, which is a disease that, as we'll see soon, the main symptom is noticeable on the stomach. Shnema Umakois Chadri Baten, there will be sicknesses on his stomach. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, similar avera. If you want to see somebody who's a person who does averas, hadroiken. If you see he has this disease of hadroiken, it's a proof that he does averas. Tan Rabbanan, shloisha mina hadroiken. There are three types of hadroiken. Shlavera, when the sin, when somebody got hadroiken because he did averas, ava, the skin becomes thick. Vishalrov, if somebody got hadroiken because he was suffering from hunger, from malnutrition, tafuach, it swelled. Vishakshafim, if somebody gets hadroiken because he was affected by sorcery, by kishev, dak, the skin is thin. Shmuel katan chashpei. Shmuel katan had this disease of hadroiken. Omar, Rebbein Shlem, so he said to Hashem, mi meifis, who's going to be able to point out and say that I didn't get it because I had this disease, because I didn't do Aveira. So this is terrible. People will accuse me of being a Bal Aveira. It says so he was cured. Abaya Chashbe. Abaya was afflicted with it. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Yudana Bebe Nachmeini. I know regarding Nachmeini. Abaya was called Nachmeini because he was raised, he was an orphan who was raised and educated by Rabbi Menachmeini. And that's why he was called Nachmeini. The Mepharshim say, why was he normally called Abaya? Because the word Abaya stands for Asher B'cha Yerucham Yosem, which with you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanus, a peace on an orphan, and have mercy on an orphan. And he was an example of people who had mercy on an orphan. So Rava said regarding him, Yedana Bebe Nachmeni, I know regarding Abaya, the Michvin Nafshei, that he deprives himself of food, and that's why he had Hedroiken, not because he did an Avera. Rava Choshpei. Rava also suffered from this disease. Asked the Gemara, Rava, who the Amar, Rava is the one that said, Nefishik Tila Keder, more numerous are those who die by the pats, those who are swelled through hunger, those who die by the pats, than those whose stomachs are swelled through hunger. Which means that Rava was the one that said that people should be careful with their health to avoid hadroiken. So how did he end up getting of hadroiken? He should have done things to avoid it. And so the Gemara Shani Rava, Dantzle Rabbana Be'idnei, when Rava would used to say his shir, the Talmidim used to keep him against his will, Balkarche, and he did not have the opportunity to go to the bathroom, and because he didn't use the bathroom regularly, he got this disease. Tanrabon, Abbas Simonim Heim. There are four indicators that somebody didn't act properly. Similar that somebody did Gilo Arias is Hadroiken, as we said. Similar sin is Chinim, an indicator that somebody hates other people, other Jews, for no good reason, is Yarkin. Yarkin is jaundice, and it's yellow. And we'll first explain why Yarkin. Because Yarkin stems from the word rake, empty. And here too, he was empty. He hated another Jew for no good reason. Simil gas ruach, a simil that a person is arrogant. Anias is poverty. Simil lashon hara, if you see a person speaks lashon hara, askara, he will suffer from askara, was a type of asphyxiation. Tanrabon, askara bala olam, people suffer from askara, alamaisa, because they don't give trumas maisers properly. People suffer from askra because they say lashon hara. Amar Rav, Vitam Rav Shulman Levi. Makra, where do we see this in the pasuk? Vamelech Yisrael Kim, the king will rejoice with Hashem. Yishalel, glorified kol nishbar by whoever swears truthfully by Hashem. Ki yisachar dayre sheker, the mouths of liars, people who say lashon hara, will get socher. What is socher? Askra. Ibailu asked the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar of Yosef, when Rabbi Lazar of Yosef said that askra comes because of lashon hara, what did he mean? Did he mean a lashon hara comma? That it comes because of lashon hara? Oidoma af a lashon nami comma. He meant that even on account of lashon hara, but also because of maisa. Toshma. Kshenichnasu Rabbi Seinu the Karen Biyavna. When the Chazal left Yerushalayim and came to Yavna, when we were sent out of Golos from Yerushalayim and they established the yeshiva in Yavna. The reason it's called Kerem B'Yavna, the Mepharshim explained, Kerem means like a vineyard, like rose. So Mepharshim explained that in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle so that everybody in the Sanhedrin should see each other. The Romans were most concerned that Klal Yisrael should not re-establish the Sanhedrin. So they were watching them for that. That's why they were careful to sit themselves up in rows that nobody should accuse them that they re-established the Sanhedrin. Ha'isham Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda was there. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Nishla Shaila Zeh Befiyam. This question was asked. Makazu, this disease of Askra. Mnei Maschelis b'mnei Me'ayim. Why does it begin at the stomach and the inside and the innards? The Gemara is prepared and concludes by affecting the mouth. Nen Rabbi Yehuda b'Eloi. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Eloi, Rosh Medabim, who was always the first to speak, and we'll learn soon in the Gemara why. Become Mokim, he's always the first to speak for Omar. Because Afi Shaklaya says Yotzus. Even though the kidneys advise, the lay maven in the heart understands, Velosh Mechatech, and the tongue articulates the words, Per Goimer, since the word concludes this process of speech, thus it is the mouth that bears the final punishment for Loshon Hara with Askra. Nenir Belezer Rabbi Yosef Yomar, Nesha Oichon Boi Dvarim Tameim. You know why the mouth is affected? Because they eat non kosher food. Ask the Gemara, Devarim Tameim Salgadaitach, because somebody ate non-kosher food, he deserves such a horrible punishment of Askara. It's Taka Naveira to eat Machalas Asuras, but it doesn't deserve such a punishment. Ella, Sh'oichon by Devarim Shem Sukhanim. They eat foods that Trumas and Maisris were not removed from. As we learned earlier, eating Tevel, the Einish, the punishment is Misav Deishmaim. Nanarif Shimvama Bavoin Bittl Tyra. They ask Rakans because of the Avera of Bittl Tyra. Amaloi. So they asked them, Noshmichichu, what about women? Women, we do find that women sometimes suffer from Askara, and they're not obligated to learn Tyra. If that's the reason, why do they get Askara? So the Gemara answers, Shimvatos Belayim. Even though they don't have to learn, since they disturb the husbands from learning, that's why they get Askra for Bittul Torah. So Mefarshim ask that don't women have an obligation to learn? They have to learn the mitzvahs that they have to learn the dinim, the rules about the mitzvahs that they're responsible to do. So Mefarshim answer, in learning Torah there are two aspects. One is learning Torah in order to know how to do what you're supposed to do, and the other aspect is to learn to in order just because there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So true, women have the chiyuv to learn, to know what to do, but they don't have a chiyuv to learn just for the sake of learning, and therefore they are not relevant to Bittul Torah, because if they, let's say they'll know the dinim without learning, they won't have to learn, so therefore Bittul Torah is not relevant to them. Ask the Gemara Nachum Yechichu, what about Goyim? We find that Goyim die from Askara and they don't have to learn, certainly. And says the Gemara, Shavatun Sisra, because they disturb us, Klai Yisra, from learning. Ask Gemara, what about Tanoikas Yechichu? Sometimes we find, unfortunately, young children die from Askara, and they certainly don't have to learn yet. And says the Gemara, Shavatun Sivim, they disturb the fathers from learning. Ask the Gemara, what about Tanoikas Shabbos Ram Yechichu? Children who are learning Yeshiva, that not only are they learning, they're certainly not disturbing their parents from any learning, so what are they, how do we find that Yeshiva students unfortunately die from Askara? And says the Gemara, the reason they die is not because of Bittul Torah. Hasim for Rav Gurion, it's like Rav Gurion has said, Om Rav Gurion, Vitaim Rav, Yosef Rav Shemaya, Bezmach Tzadikim Adar, when they are Tzadikim Adar, Tzadikim Netvasim Adar. The righteous people die because of the sins of the generation. Ain't Tzadikim Adar, but if they're not Tzadikim, the yeshiva students die because of the veira of the people. And there are two explanations for this. The Michtam Eliyahu explains that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away tzaddikim or takes away Tanakish Beis Rabbim is that it should cause us to reflect and think, why did this happen? And it will bring us to do tshuva. Another pshat that the Maral explains is that all of Klal Yisrael is considered one guf, one body. Now, just like in every body, there are parts of the body that are more important and less important. The heart, the brain are the important parts. Other limbs are less. So too, in Klal Yisrael, the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim, they are considered the most vital organs of Klal Yisrael, and when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a punishment to Klal Yisrael, he affects those vital organs, the tzaddikim or the tenakish beis rabbim. Amar Yitzchak Bar Ziri, Vamalei Amar Shimon Ben Zira, Mikra, the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Imlai Sidalach Hayofa Banashim, if you not know where to go, fearest of women, Tzilach B'ikvei Etzoyim, follow the footsteps of the sheep, which means the young yeshiva students. Vamiran, who does that mean? Gedoyim, the children, the young kids, Mumishkonim Alaroyim, are collateral for the shepherds if they don't act appropriately. Shmamina. So from here we see when Rabbi Lezer said that Asker comes because of Lashon Hara, Afa Lashon Hara Nami Kamar. He also said, he meant also because of Lashon Hara, because here he said because of Meiser. Shmamina, we see that he holds that Asker comes for both of these Averis, both Lashon Hara and Meiser. We begin now the Sugya regarding Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, the holy Tanner of Shimon Ben Yochai, which we know Lag BaOmer is the day he was born and the day he died and the day he came out of the cave, which we'll talk about soon. And it's interesting, this Gemara is on Daf Lamed Gimel in Masechta Shabbos, and furthermore this is the 33rd time that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai is mentioned in Shas. Says the Gemara, V'may Karlei Rosh Medarim B'Kol Mokom, why was Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi introduced or identified as the person who always speaks first in every place? Says the Gemara, to Yasser Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon was sitting. For Yasser Yehuda Ben Gerim Gabayu. Yehuda Ben Gerim was sitting next to them. And the Rashi explains Yehuda Ben Gerim was a very chashuva special person. He was a descendant of Gerim, of converts, but he was a chashuva person. Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Vayma. Kamen noim masem shalom azu. How admirable are the deeds of the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, they made marketplaces. Tiknu gisharim, they made bridges. Tiknu mechatzos, they made bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi Shasak, when Rabbi Yossi heard what Rabbi Yehuda said, he remained silent. Nen Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'amish, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Kol masha tiknu, whatever they made, lo tiknu elo tzarech atzim, they established only for their own needs. Tiknu shvakim, they made marketplaces, l'hashem ben zonis, to put prostitutes there. Mechatzos, they made bathhouses, l'adam ben atzman, to beautify themselves therein. Gisharim, they made bridges, litl ben mechas, to take tolls over there. Holach Yehuda ben Gerim, so Yehuda ben Gerim went, v'sipa devarayim, and said over what he heard. The Nishma Lamalchus, and reports of this conversation were heard by the authorities. Amra, so they said, Yehuda Shila, Yehuda, who elevated the statue of the Romans, Yis'ale, shall be elevated. How was he elevated? That he was appointed that he should always be the first speaker. Yosi Shishasak, Yosi, who remained silent, Yigla Litzipari, should go to exile to the town of Tzipari. Shimon Shagina and Shimon Yochai, who spoke disparagingly of the Romans, Yorick should be killed. Mefarshim asked, we know that Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipari, so what's the goal is to go to Tzipari? So that's why some say it's that Yigla Li Tzipari, it's Yigla Mi Tzipari. He should have to leave Tzipari. Others say Yigla Tzipari means that he had to remain in Tzipari. Now the question is, Yehuda Ben Gerim, how did he go and say this Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim discusses this, and he says that Yehuda Ben Gerim certainly did not mean to go say Lashon Hara. He was a very chashva person. He just repeated what he heard, and his repeating what he heard was considered caused what it caused. So the Kesef Mishnah says from here that even if somebody doesn't intend to do bad, he just says bad about somebody else, it's already considered Lashon Hara, even without bad intentions. Furthermore, the Chafetz Chaim says, there's a question. The halacha is, the Rambam says, Kom milsadus ambra ba'ape tlosa lesbu anibisha. Anything that's said in front of three people is not considered Lashon Hara. Why is it not considered Lashon Hara? Because since he said it in front of so many people, anyway the whole world will hear about it. And that's why it's not considered that you repeated Lashon Hara. So here we had a conversation of more than three people. So why is what Yehuda Ben Gerim did considered saying Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim says that the heter of bapit loss of three people is when you're talking to three regular people, which the nature of regular people is to repeat what they heard. But here they were speaking in front of Tanoim. Tanoim don't normally just repeat what they heard, and that's why it's considered that it was said lashon hara. Azal hu berei, Hashem Shim ben Yochanan, the son, went, Toshu be Medrasha, they head in the base medrash. Koyoma, every day, have a maisel, the visa, the wives would bring them, rift up bread, the kuzu, the maya, and a pitcher of water, the kachit, that they could eat. Kidok of Gezerita, however, when the decree became tougher, and the Romans were really looking for them, Omrele Lebrei, Rav Shimon said to his son, Noshim datn kalem, the women are easily swayed. We're concerned that the Romans will be able to coerce the women to tell them where we are. Dilma Mitzarele, they may pressure them, Umaglilon, and they will reveal where we're hiding. And the Magen Avraham says from here that we see how careful a person should be not to fall under pressure to reveal something about somebody else. Also, Toshu b'Marta, so Rav Shimon Yochanan, his son, went and hid in a cave. Israf Ishnisa, and a miracle occurred. Ivra Lecheruva, a carob tree was created, Ve'ena Demaya, and a spring of water. And the Mashal explains, there was a double nace here. First of all, the fact that a carob tree was created is a nace, and usually, he says, it takes a very, very long time for a carob tree to develop. And here it was immediately developed. Immediately. The Mefarshim ask, how could they eat from this carob tree? There's a din of Arla, that any fruit that grows for the first 3 years is prohibited to be eaten. So what do they have from the carob tree? So Aaron Leib Steinman answers that since this carob tree wasn't planted by people, it just grew by itself, not only by itself, it grew through a miracle, there is no din of Arla on such a tree. V'amashalchem Anayu, so Gemara speaks about Rav Shimon Yochai and Rav Elezer's daily routine. They used to take off the clothing, v'v'yasvi atzvirai b'chala, they used to sit in sand up to their necks, kuliyam garnasi, they used to sit and learn the whole day, b'idin tzluya, in the time of davening, lovshu, they put on the clothing, mechsu, they would cover themselves in matzul and they davened, v'hod the mashlichim enayu, and then they would take off the clothing, k'echad alay livli, so the clothing would not get worn out. So Mefarshim asked, the reason a person has to cover himself when he davens is because you're not allowed to have your private parts revealed during davening. But here their private parts weren't revealed anyway because they were up to the necks and sands. So why did they have to get daven? They have to get dressed. So the answer, based on the Gemara that we learned before, the halacha is hichayin lekras alkech Yisrael. A person has to prepare himself properly, dress himself properly before he davens, and this is the way they did hichayin by putting on the clothing for davening. Eis v'treisher shani b'marta. They lived for 12 years in this cave. Also, Eliyahu, at the end of 12 years, Eliyahu came, became a pisach d'marta. He stood by the opening of the cave. Omar, man loydi lebar yichayin. Who will notify bar yichayin? The meis kaser that the Caesar has died, a bottle exerted, and the decree has been annulled. Nafku, Rav Shimon ben Yochanan's son, heard this and they left the cave. And the question now is, why did Eliyahu not just tell him straight, leave the cave? So, continues the Gemara. Chazi Inchi, people, so they went out and they saw people. The Kakarvi Vazari, they were plowing and planting. Omar, Menichi Chaya Olam Vaiskim Chaya Shah, these people forsake Olam Haba, Torah Mitzvahs, and they work with things, mundane things with this world. So, Kam Makam Shenosno Enayim, wherever they put their eyes, Miyad Nisraf immediately got burnt out. Yotza Baskal V'Amr Lehem, so Baskal came in and said to them, L'Hachrav Olami Yotzosam, you went out to destroy my world, Chizul Maraskam, go back to your cave. So, now I'm first explaining, we understand why Eliyahu do not tell them explicitly to leave the cave. Since Eliyahu is the person that always says the psur is taivus, the good news, here their leaving the cave wasn't good news because their leaving the cave caused death in the world. That's why Eliyahu did not tell them explicitly to leave the cave. The question is, they know people have to work. So what's the problem when they see people work? So one answer is, we learned the Gemara Masech, the Brachos and the Aflam and Hay on the base. The Rav Shimon Yochai is the man, the Omer, the person that says that a person should sit and learn and others will take care of his needs. So they felt that people shouldn't be working. Another answer is like this. Of course people have to work. We have to work to live. Tapanosa. But the question is, what kind of job should we have? Should we have a job that takes up all of our time? Should we have a job that doesn't take up all of our time, so we should have left time to learn and daven and do mitzvahs? A farmer is the example of a person who has a job that he has no free time. And that's what disturbed Shimon ben Yochai and his son. How do people have jobs that give them no free time to learn and do mitzvahs that they're working all the time? Hada Azla, they went back into the cave. Ace Vitresa Yakashat, and they were there for 12 months. Amri, at the end of 12 months, they said, Mishbur Rishoyim Gehenim, the amount of time Rishoyim are in Gehenim is Shnei Masu Chaydish, 12 months. So we don't deserve worse, and we could come out. Yotzka Baskova Amra, and Baskova Taka came out and said, Tsumim Arashem, you could leave the cave. Nafka, they went out. Kalhechadav Mach Reb Elezer, wherever Reb Elezer would destroy something out of his kanos, out of his zeal from seeing people not learning Torah, have a master of Shimon, Shimon with cure. Amla, he said to his son, Bni, my son, Daila, Elam, it's enough for the world, Anivata, you and I. So there's a beautiful story. The Baal Shem Tov had a Talmud who he told should go to a certain place to learn from a certain individual. The Talmud didn't understand, the student didn't understand. Here he's learning by the Baal Shem Tov. What could he learn more from this person? But he went. He goes to this person's house, and he talks, saw that the person was a very special person, but nothing more than what he saw at the Baal Shem. And he still didn't understand why the Baal Shem Tov has sent him to this person. But what, one thing he noticed by this person, there were in this person's house people who were not the greatest people, not people of a very high stature. And he didn't understand how this person associated himself with such people. As he was about to leave, as the Baal Shem Tov student was about to leave this person's house, he asked him, how do you associate yourself with such people? He says, I never noticed that they weren't good. And he quoted this Gemara. He says, Bni, Dai Leila Olam, you know what? It's enough, Ani. A person should always first look at himself. And then Va'ata, then you can look at somebody else. I'm still working on myself, and I have no time to look at somebody else. Bahad Pani the Mal Shapsa, it was Friday afternoon. Chaza Husaba, they saw an old man. He was holding two hadassim. V'ra'at Ben Ishmashas, he was running during Ben Ishmashas, running home. Amalei Hani Lamalach, why do you have these hadassim? Amalei Lechvay Shabbos, I'm taking him home flowers in honor of Shabbos. So they asked him, Tizgle B'chad, so one should be enough. So he answered, Chad Keneged Zocher, Chad Keneged Shama. Since we know regarding Shabbos, it says Zocher Shem Shabbos, remember, and also says Shomer, so that's why we have two. And the Gros says, this is where we take that you should light the minimum of two candles to cover Shabbos. Amalei Lebrei, so he said to his son, Chazi, Chavivim Kam Mitzvah Yisrael, how much Klai Yisrael loves to do mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shabbos, and Yosef the Tayyum, that's why they were appeased when they saw. Shomer, Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar Chasnei, so Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai's son-in-law, heard that his father-in-law came out, so he went to greet him. He took him to the bathhouse. And he was massaging his flesh. He saw there were terrible cracks in Shimon Yochai's skin from all those years sitting in sand. And he was crying. And his tears trickled from his eyes onto the cracks. And it caused Shimon Yochai to cry out in pain from the salty tears on these cracks. Amalai, so Shimon ben Yoar said to his father-in-law, Oili sherisich v'kach, woe unto me that I've seen you like this. Amalai, so he told him, Ashrecha, it's fortunate sherisich v'kach, that you saw this way. Shemalai l'risich v'kach, had you not seen me this way, l'mitzos v'kach, you would not have found me at all. And you would not have found me with the Torah that I now have, as the Gemara explains. The Mikara, originally, Kavamach Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Kosher, when Rav Shimon Ben Yochai would ask a Kasha, have a Farakle, Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar, Trace a Peruke. Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar would give 12 answers. Lapsoif, now, after Rav Shimon Ben Yochai's years in the cave, Kavamach Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar Kosher, when Rav Pinchas Ben Yoar asked the question, have a Farakle, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Esra Abba Peruke, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai would respond to him with 24 answers. So we see how Rav Shimon Ben Yochai grew in learning all those years in the cave. And like we know, those years were the years that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai wrote the Zohar. Omar, so Shimon Yochai said, "However, Srachish Nisa, since a nace happened to me, Ozel Iskamils, I'll go and do something on benefit of the community." I'd like to first explain. Since we learned yesterday that Kol Shnasim Leines, whoever a miracle happens for him, Menachem Leimuzchiyosov, they take away from his Schusim. So if Shimon Yochai was concerned that that should happen, so he said, "If I'll do something on benefit of the community, I will not have to worry about my Schusim having been lost." The Ksiv, where do we find such a precedent? From Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu left Laban's house, the Yova Yaakov Shalom, Yaakov arrived intact. What does it mean intact? Shalom Begufay, he was healthy. Shalom Emana, he didn't lose any of his wealth. And Shalom Terasa, he did not forget any of his learning. Mefarshim explained, why do we say Shalom Begufay and Shalom Emana before we speak about Shalom Terasa? Mefarshim say that Shalom Begufay, Shalom Emana, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him healthy and wealthy? Shalom Terasa, so he should be able to learn without any distractions. So the pasuk says, what did Yaakov do? Vayichen es pnei ir. He encamped before the city. What does that mean? Amarab matbeya tikalhem. Yaakov established a new coin for the city, because a city having its own currency is a chshivas, is something significant for the city, and that's what he did on benefit for the community. Shmulam es shvokim tikalhem. He made marketplaces for them. Rav Yochanan mekatzos tikalhem. He made for them bathhouses. Omer. So Rav Shimon Yochai said, is there something that could be done here that could use improvement? Amalei, they told him, there's a place, this place suffic tuma, has a questionable status regarding to tuma. We don't know if there is some corpse buried there or not. The Kahanim have a difficulty lekufa, that they have to circumvent the area, because we know Kahanim are not allowed to become Tomei, so they can't walk in that area. Omar. So the first thing of Shimon Yochai said was, Iki inish the yod deschazak hakatara. Is there someone who knows that this place was tar? Meaning that if we know for sure that this place was a basic forest, that this place was a cemetery, then I can't do anything, because a place that's a cemetery can never become tar. If on the other hand it's only that there might have been one corpse buried here, then I could do something. Omale. So Amalei Husavi, there was a certain older person, told him, "Kan kitzim bezakai." I remember in this place, the Menorachim and Zakai, who was a kohen, ate turmese truma. He ate fruits which were truma. So we see that it was tahar, because as we learned many times, truma may not be eaten when it's tamei. Ovid iunami hachas. So he did the same. What he meant is, for the way the Yerushalmi, as quoted by Rashi, explains, he took fruits and put them around the area. And miraculously, the corpse that was buried went up in the ground and shifting the earth above it. Then Rav Shimon surveyed the area and he marked off the section where the ground seemed especially soft and freshly moved, which would indicate that's where the corpse was. And the rest of the area, he said, was nothing to worry about. Wherever it was hard was ground, tare, he said it was tar. Kolech davar rofi, wherever it was soft, sinai, he marked off as a place that's tamei, and kohanim may not walk there. Amar hu sofer, so the old person said, tir ben yechai beis hakfaros. Look what ben yechai did, he made a cemetery into a tar place. Amalei. So Reb Shimon Yechai said to him, emelei lo yisui manu, had you not been with us when we did this, even if you were here, but you were not accounted among us, you didn't agree with what we did, I would agree what you said. But you were here, you counted with us, you agreed with what we did. So people say, Zoinos, prostitutes, they braid each other's hair, even though they're competitors, they work with each other. Tamid Chachamim, Lekashke and Shun, Tamid Chacham work with each other. So Shim ben Yochai put his eyes on this person, and he died because he disparaged the Talmud Chacham publicly. The Mefarshim asked, how could Rav Shim ben Yochai rely on a nace to determine if something is tahor or tameh. We know that the rule is loy b'shemayim hu, that Torah is not to be decided by shemayim. So Mefarshim answer, the rule of loy b'shemayim is that if we have two talmidei chacham arguing over psak halacha, we can't rely on shemayim to say who's right and who's wrong. Here there was a question of a metzias determining if this place was tahor or tameh, that we can rely on a ness. Nafk l'shuka, Rav Shimon went out to the marketplace, Chazi Yehuda ben Gerim, so he saw Yehuda ben Gerim, who was the one that started this whole story of making, of getting him into trouble. Amit, Adayin Yesh l'zeh ba'olam, this person still exists. Nos bein enof, he put his eyes on him, v'sol gash l'tzumas, and turned him into a heap of bones. Farshim say, why into a heap of bones? Just as should have said that he died. So Farshim say, he was again scared that the Romans would come after him for killing Yehuda ben Gerim. So he turned him into a heap of bones that it looked like he died many years ago, and it certainly wasn't Rav Shimon ben Yochai who did anything to him, because Rav Shimon ben Yochai wasn't around when that happened.